Hello and welcome, slugs and bugs of metal kinds and other sorts. I'm Fletcher. This is Ed.
What up?
You can barely see hiding behind his microphone back there.
Dude, this setup is perfect though.
Because you're gonna hide.
No, it's just like it's
so it won't move. Oh.
Just like it's stable.
Everything's right there.
Yeah. If it's if I have it flipped up, which would give me a lower reveal on the arm, then it fucking wants to fall over.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes, not always.
I don't see how that wouldn't be better, but yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So it goes.
It is what it is. I'm here.
Together we form a slightly made podcast, kind of like this curtain.
Hey, this is
that we've made here.
This is fine interior.
I love I didn't notice until we started.
It is.
It almost looks so good. This is my side that I did, and this is the side that Ed did.
Yeah, how does...
It speaks volumes, really, about us.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. You know?
We did our best with what we had in 38 seconds.
Yeah. Our podcast focuses on the Nintendo DS.
And occasionally interior design.
A lot of other things, really.
We're experts in much.
There was something I was recently thinking of that... it came into my thought as a funny invention idea that we had come up with a long time ago now, was the ball sling.
Oh.
And I'm now like, hey, maybe that wasn't such a bad idea, actually. Was that our invention, or was it an invention that you wanted to show me that already existed?
I don't really remember. I do vaguely remember the conversation. My guess is that it was probably something already out there.
Yeah.
Somebody come up with a...
That's got to be.
But I could also see us totally just be like, dude, imagine.
I have this simple idea of a piece of rubber. So you know how when you have a broom, you have the broom and you have your dustpan?
Yeah.
And your dustpan has that piece of rubber?
Sure.
There should be a piece of rubber inside, a slit of rubber inside your broom. So that when you're sweeping, it's also like...
It's also creating a seal and...
Yeah, no, I guess the reason you wouldn't want that is because if you have rocks, it might scratch your floor. I can see it being an issue.
Don't have rocks on your floor then, am I right?
Yeah, just grow up.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, but I...
Keep a clean house.
Fuck. No, I keep rocks off the floor as having
got
a
rocks
child.
On the floor?
That's so hard to do. That's so hard to keep rocks off the floor. You're just like, why is there the rock in here? Every day, you're finding rocks and shit.
Dude, Alyssa wanted to get Liam a fucking... Well, she still wants to, I think. She wants to get one of those, like, paint rock kits.
Oh, so not a rock rocks. Tumbler? I think a rock tumbler is a great idea, but not fun for a kid at all.
keep that shit in the garage.
Yeah.
Don't bring that shit inside.
Yeah, you can totally do that in the garage. Yeah, and you've got a great garage for it. Your garage is basically an apartment.
Literally.
Yeah.
I wouldn't live in there. Actually, dude, there have been times in my life where I absolutely would have lived
there. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, what would have been the greatest cover for this would have been Jacob's blanket. And I was trying to figure out if A, that was your blanket or his blanket, and B, did you guys share that room?
Ooh, which room?
At the lake house.
The lake house?
There
were the two bedrooms in the main room.
Yeah, the two bedrooms and the main room. Did Jacob's, because I remember Jacob always being in your room. He had a lot of his stuff in your room. So I didn't know if you guys shared that room. Because I know that everyone was on weird schedules.
Oh, wait. So Jake definitely lived in the room on the left.
Yes.
So it was kind of shaped like a cross.
There was, I guess so.
Like you enter and it's long, and the kitchen's on the far wall as you enter. And it's like a long rectangular room. And then you've got these square room wings on either side with their own mini bathroom. Yeah, actually nice bathrooms, honestly.
That were attached. I mean, I don't know how nice they were, but it was nice to have a bathroom attached to the bedroom.
Right. Yeah. So that was dope. But I always remember him on the left.
Yeah. Jake and then was on the but right. then Jacob.
Oh.
Jacob is the one that had the blanket.
Yeah, shit, duh. Of course, I was like, I don't remember Jake ever having one of those, but you're talking about Jacob, obviously.
Jacob, yes. Yeah. Probably just as confusing to the listeners as it could be to one of us.
Yeah, dude, and I have context. Shit.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. I don't remember whose it was, but it had to have been Jacob's, dude.
It just had like two wolves on so it, much wolves. Howling at it was the most stereotypical
Wolf moon. I had a two wolf moon shirt.
Is that what that's called? Is that a thing?
That's what I think so. That's what I call them. Okay. Like, it's just the quantity of wolves or other various lupines, and then
so
the
if I had like lunar... a 2-wolf, 4-dragon moon, I have a 2-wolf, 4-dragon, 1 moon.
That's fucking sick.
No, I don't. But
dude, why do you gotta play with me? that sounds dope.
It's like the rarest. It's the rarest grab you can get in the animal it's a kingdom.
It's a triple 10 grade.
Yeah, it's hard to come by. God. You get like $30 for it.
that's it, dude.
It's rare though
for this legendary piece of attire.
Yeah, some super legendary rare things still aren't worth that much money.
Fuck,
why would they be?
That's distressing. Because I feel like the commercial value essentially establishes a specific context in terms of overall value in terms of relevancy.
No, just the consumer.
What you're describing to me is supposed to be some, you know, heavily desired.
Well, just because something is rare doesn't mean it's desired.
Well, who the fuck wouldn't want a shirt of which caliber you've just recently described?
Remember,
it was a 2-wolf, 4-dragon, 2-moon.
1 moon.
1 moon.
Close 2-moon enough, would dude. Be cool. Yeah, the 2-moon blue moon and an orange sick, moon, dude. Like kind of overlapping each other.
Oh yeah, dude, like Tatooine shit.
Yeah.
Actually, Tatooine.
Those are
moons
suns.
Were okay.
Or those moons.
Oh yeah, no, they were suns.
Suns. Duh. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, this week we played Metal Slug 7.
Seven.
Well, actually, Ed played. So in your defense, you played the right game, kind of.
Yeah.
Because we had agreed on Contra but at the beginning.
We had, but we originally were going to do Contra 4.
Contra 4.
And I completely forgot about that conversation.
And you played Contra 4. And you got to Stage 3, you told me?
Stage 4.
Stage 4. That's fucking insane.
Dude, Stage 3 is... I think... Yeah, pretty sure it's Stage 3. Yeah, because Stage 2 is the facility. No.
I didn't make it past Stage 1.
Oh, that's fair.
I also barely played it at all because it was the wrong game.
Dude, I'm not gonna. That shit was frustrating as fuck, but I'm not going to lie to you. I had a lot of fun once I kind of got a feel for it.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I've always heard about, and that's why I wanted to play Contra, because it's like one of those games that are very fair, and the learning process is difficult, but it's fair, and then you pick it up quicker, and you're responding quicker. It's very comparable to Metal Slug. It's a running gun.
It is super similar. I think the gameplay, however, really differentiates itself because I was trying to, what I would consider, run and gun Contra 4. Fuck off. That ain't happening.
Really?
Yeah. It's very much more, in my opinion, it's a repetition, discovery, and then just kind of, I took a more tactical approach finally. And, like, that's where I was having some success.
Slowing down, ducking, dodging, shoot.
Well, like,
move.
I get into a new part of a screen, you know, in a specific zone or whatever. And then, you know, they hit you with the thing where you're expected to jump for a platforming thing. And then as you move forward, you know, a dude spawns off screen and hits you in the fucking mouth. And you're like, what the fuck? How was I supposed to fucking...
Yeah, so... The first one where you zip up the thing with your... First, you have to figure
out. I had no idea
that
you had a
zip
line.
I'll push every button, I guess. And it zip lines you up, and you hop off, and the guy shoots you. Like, he's like there.
Yeah.
They have a couple of those in Metal Slug, but I don't feel like as much.
Yeah, there are some like ledge grabbing platform, like pegs and shit that you have.
No,
to...
I don't mean that. I mean like where the enemies are like right on the edge. They're just they're like there's something there.
Oh
just
yeah,
to
where they
kill
hit
you
with the
gotcha. And you don't stand a chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's those
like,
frustrating.
There's a lot of consistency though to the game, and I don't know, once I kind of figured out, like, at least for me, a reasonable way to approach the game, like, it was just for me a lot more tactical.
We
just
made it to Stage 4.
Yeah, dude,
that's wild to me.
And it's like a pretty hardcore life reset
game, or like that's the Contra is the one that has the Konami code that is like, you can put the Konami code in, and it gives you 99 lives. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B.
Well, I mean,
start,
I know, yeah, the
right?
Konami code. I just, I'm an idiot. I just don't ever try it.
Yeah, in like, this game, you do it. I mean, I don't know if it works in 4. I just know in Contra, like the first one, it gives you like 99 lives, and you will use all 99 of them. you will need every single one.
Yeah.
And that is, they're hard games. And so is Metal Slug. But Metal Slug feels a little bit more approachable, a little bit more bullet hell. No, because so is Contra, it seems like.
I think that once you get a feeling for Contra, like, enemies don't take a lot of damage. When you're progressing through a level, you don't need to generally use, like...
Yeah.
Like, and there has an upgrade system, you know, where you hit certain tiles or something will spawn from destroying something.
I love that spiral gun that you get.
Yeah, there's homing rockets, there's homing missiles, there are just a ridiculously fast firing like auto laser that is just, that's insane. And you can switch between two presets, and so you can essentially, based on the upgrade, you can switch between them, and everything has like a progression level. So the first upgrade that you unlock puts you on like a specific progression tree based on it. So your next one will be something that modifies it into X or Y.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And so there's some consistency there. So you can essentially create builds for like whichever kind of upgrade you like. And essentially every time you die, you lose a life, but then you also lose whatever the upgrade you had loaded in that preset. The other one is still available.
That's a lot nicer than Metal Slug.
And so I would just stack the lasers on both. And that is specifically when I made it to level 4. And it was pretty cool. Level 3 was actually super easy. It's a training range. And it's done almost in like a first-person perspective.
Oh.
And it's all coming
towards you. Oh, I know. Yeah, I've seen those before. I've seen those in Contra games.
It was actually really... Like, it was fun as fuck.
Yeah.
Super easy, in my opinion. Like, I kind of breezed through it. I didn't lose a single life. Just skill.
Sick.
Skill diff.
Wow.
But 4 whooped my holy butt into Abyss. I only had, like, maybe 2 lives stocked at that point. So, yeah.
Metal Slug is... Well, let's just break it down for you. Metal Slug, similar to Contra, a run-and-gun game.
Yeah.
1,000 times more beautiful. In its defense. So,
yeah. Because... Well, it's got a selective style.
Oh, it's,
that I actually
it's like
really
the
like.
Coolest styling to these. Like,
yeah.
It's war, but it's the funniest, goofiest...
It's that macho 80s Rambo,
yes,
like,
oh, yeah.
Sexy but also grisly.
And it's very aware of itself and making fun of itself.
Yeah.
The funniest, weirdest mechanic to me that I just love and it looks good is the tanks, which is, if you weren't aware, which I can't blame you for not being, Metal Slug.
I did know that,
that's
actually.
So, yeah, that is the Metal Slug, right?
Yeah.
It can, like, duck and jump. And
yeah,
it looks so silly when it does these things. It has such a characteristic to it.
Everything literally has a bounce and a move to it.
And so this came out, I think, originally in arcades, right? The first one.
That makes sense. It was very arcade cabinet.
Yeah, it's eating
game.
Your quarters, right?
Yeah. Dude, I'm not going to lie. The pressure of that, like when I got to my first continue screen, I was like, I don't have any fucking quarters. I'm fucking playing it on my DS, but I don't have any fucking quarters. And I was like, oh, wait, I just select. Yeah. I'm good.
You only have so many of those. I mean, we both played it through the beginner mode, which gives you 10 lives to start with. Or 10, so you get 10 continues, and each continue has 3 lives in it.
Yeah.
So you get 30 goes. But it's one shot, one kill, just like Contra. And there are times where that screen is full of enemies.
Full it.
I would love to watch videos of people that are so good at this game.
That would embarrass me.
I felt myself getting better at the end because after I totally beat the beginner mode, I'd already played the regular mode and gotten to level 3, I think. Like, I think we both said we got to level 3 on regular mode.
Yeah.
And then that's when I'm like, I gotta switch the beginner because this is when shit just gets wild.
Yeah, dude, it's brutal.
It is so mean. The game wants to fucking kill you. That is 100% the goal of the CPU. There is so with it being this old cabinet type of arcade game, SNK was only able to bring it to the Neo Geo like home station. And I think even those were not as good as like kind of what we got to experience. But even in our games, I don't know about yours, there's some lag. There's some like FPS lag from how much is going on.
Yeah, if that shit gets loaded up.
I would love to go to the arcade that is closing, actually, if you didn't know about that.
Damn. But, I mean, I figured it was only a matter of time.
Yeah. That sucks. Yeah. So, but. Damn. I'd love to go play some Metal Slug on an arcade cabinet.
Do they have a Metal Slug?
I have to assume you have some kind of. Metal Slug feels like such a cornerstone of an arcade. Great running gun. The, like I said, the graphics are just, they pull everyone in. As a non-gamer, I think you could see those and be like, I want to go through that world.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I really struggled with the switch over because I remember hitting you up and I was like, damn, dude, I'm getting my ass kicked in this game. And I was like, Contra 4 is so fucking hard. And you're like, you mean Metal Slug? And I'm like, fuck. So, and I even told you, I was like, I even had the thought that I was like, man, I wish we were playing Metal Slug instead of Contra 4. And then I was like, damn, obviously that should have been a dead ringer for me, but so I was like kind of looking forward to it, and I really struggled making that switch because I was already sucked into the mode of playing Contra 4, and like I struggled through it, but like I got the hang of it, and I was trying to, like, bring that back in. And in my opinion, Slug is way – there's just a lot more going on. There's way more color band on screen. And just, like, adjusting what I'm looking for on the display to, like, something that's way more vibrant.
Contra is
and
red bullets. That's, like, all you have to keep an eye look out for.
It's, yeah, you're like, just, it's like, just
red dots. If you see a red dot, get out of
get
the way.
Get the fuck out of there.
There's,
yeah.
like, the flashing blue and – green
yeah
thing.
Dude, there's fucking like sprites going on and shit,
bombs coming your way that you don't see.
Well, in the depth of the background, even,
oh, it's beautiful.
It is gorgeous, but again, there's just so much greater just change in the, like, in terms of pixel density, just like everything was a lot plainer and blockier in Contra.
Yes,
but Metal Slug is just a lot more vibrant and specific and detailed, so like lines are finer, etc. There's just a lot more to like sift through data wise. You have to look at the screen a different way to process it, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're
and
saying.
I just
too.
Fucking struggle, dude. I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I did like the first training mission.
I don't think I
got
did
my
a training mission.
Ass beat, dude.
I think I skipped a training mission.
Yeah, he probably went straight in. And honestly, yeah. like, it was a lot easier just to go straight in, but got my ass beat, dude. In no time. Just died.
It
and
is
like,
wild.
Holy
you
fuck.
Look at the game, it's so cartoony and appealing. And
fucking brutal.
Not very far at all before you get your first continue screen.
Yeah.
I mean, it is not far.
You're not hitting the first level, probs. Maybe. Maybe
I don't
not.
Think you're going to get past. So in the first level, you are actually, and I'm sure, I don't know if you knew this either. Mm. You are going to a trash island.
What?
Yes. And that's where you land at on the first level. Do you want me to fill you in on some?
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this. You told me that you essentially went to the archives and read through the lore of Metal Slug.
I didn't do any reading. I did a lot of listening.
Dude, that counts. So, fact.
To give it the simple rundown, because I'm trying to think here, the videos that I watched were 30 minutes each, and there are three of them, right? So I'm going to crunch this down for you a little bit. There's this guy, Martin, it's not Martin, but uh-huh. Morton or something, I don't know. He is the guy that you see jump out of the first boss. That's like the giant snake thing.
Yep.
And like there's like the people in the teleporter that come out and all that.
Yeah.
So to start the game out, he is like, by the time you start the game, he has started his own army. He is like abandoned another army that he was a part of. And
okay.
I believe that's what the army you are sanctioned with.
All right.
And then you get, so in the first game, you're going and you're trying to find him because he started this huge war with his people There's a guy, I don't think you would have ran into him yet, but he's just like super jacked. He's got no shirt on. He's got like shorts or pants on, whatever.
Okay.
And he carries this like giant machine gun. He joins this guy's army because a lot of these people are just faithful followers to this captain dude.
Oh, shit. Okay.
When he's in the other army. And when he's forming his own one, this guy joins his army and has the chance to rank up, but chooses not to rank up because he likes the battle in the field and he wants to keep killing people.
So okay.
He refuses to become any higher, like, lieutenant or anything like that, you know?
All right.
Yeah. So...
Where is the official scripture of the lore document? Because there was fuck all happening.
So that's not in this game.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is like the first game.
Oh, shit.
And the way that the story in these games go, there's seven that I know of. And we played the seventh one.
Right.
So the storylines go 1, 2, 3... And that's when I think it jumps to 6, and then it probably goes 4.
Oh yeah, because
5. Yeah, like it like skips, yeah, the timeline skips a little bit. 7 is the last one in the storyline, though.
Oh shit!
There's a couple other ones that jump and they change up, where like, you know, the chronological order of the story isn't the like release of the games necessarily.
Sure, no, like, I'm with you.
How much of that is made up? I don't know. Like you said, I don't know where this information was coming from. Fair enough, I was dude. Just listening to a guy.
Just some crazy fanfic.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it was all fanfic. So this guy ends up making his own army, whatever. Then in the second game, he had gotten away, and you're battling. You're trying to catch him again.
Uh-huh.
And then aliens come out and zombies. Fuck. And shit just gets crazy. And
shit.
He's getting help from these certain alien people, and then they turn on him, and so then he comes to you with his army, and your army and his army are now battling against these aliens. Then in the third one, I think it is like the aliens come and need our help because they have a bigger enemy after them.
Yeah. Damn.
So... some ridiculous stuff happens.
Sure.
None of it really is that important. In our game, the craziest thing has happened in the last game. Just fucking shit is... I would love to play 6 because it is a fucking ridiculous... And this is something they keep doing, and you can see it throughout the evolution of these games, is making the boss more and more ridiculous. The end game, just insane and hilarious. It's very aware of itself, like I said.
Okay, yeah.
So in this one, at the what I was talking about, there's that like portal that opens.
Yeah.
So
I remember that because I was like, "Oh shit, what the fuck is?" There's clearly something happening. Like that's weird.
In the last one, this main guy, it turned out that you weren't even actually after him. It was some other dude that had made robots that looked like him and his henchmen.
Oh shit!
And all this shit. So you're like, he's still missing. So we need to find him. And you catch some kind of information that he's on this trash island. And so you go and you fly down to this trash island and you're going to go get this mother sucker. And you go and you fucking take out that snake thing, right? That
like
trash snake deal that comes out of the
ground. Yeah,
yeah. It's a cool, like, big boss that you battle right away. At the end of it, what happens is you see him, like, explode out of it and he's, like, badly damaged. And these people come out. In these blue suits with antennas.
Right.
And they have like a blue tank instead of the red tanks.
Yeah.
Those are his future. That's the future army coming back to rescue him. So he's got like.
Oh my God.
Now I've got a theory. And I don't think you got this far. No, he's 6 because you would have ran into them by now, right? Battling the blue people. The futuristic.
Because they're right at the beginning of 6, aren't they?
I think so, yeah. Because you get UFOs the level before that, the UFOs show up.
Yeah.
And then you get the blue guys, I think, in 6. So they're easy to kill. They've got some crazy weapons, but they're like easier. They stumble on themselves a lot of times. Like you see them fall on the ground. My assumption is that they come back because they've stayed an army, but they're not a good army. Because their leader died right there. Because when he comes out, he's like badly wounded.
And
You've beat him. You leave because you're still looking for him. You don't realize he's right there. And so they come back to make sure he doesn't die there so that their army doesn't get so bad. But obviously, it doesn't work, and you know you're going to win the game because the army still sucks. Like, his future army isn't good because he's not around to train
one way or the other. Yeah,
I don't know. And so
that's such an interesting
concept. That's my theory. They didn't say anything about that in the videos I was watching, but I feel like you can kind of apply because they're goofy looking.
Hot Fletcher take.
You know, they got those silly blue suits. They're like full body suits that cover their head, and they have like antenna.
Yeah,
it's like they don't look intimidating at all.
They look goofy as hell. I did die right away though, but I mean, whatever.
Oh yeah. Well,
I think I only had like literally one or two lives
left. White on beginner mode was a lot of fun. Because you could really tear through some shit.
Yeah, once I finally fucking figured out how to play this game, like, not that bad. It's just like, go, 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 patience. Go, 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 patience. And I'm like, oh. And so, like, that took some getting used to. And the suits, like, using the suits, like, which are fucking awesome.
They take some getting used to.
Their jump is a lot different usually. And, like, maneuvering the guns while not like running off a ledge.
One of the reasons I want to play this on a arcade machine,
yeah,
is because I think it'd be way better with a joystick.
You think so?
Yeah, I think for the getting that gun around, because in that tank one, that rail car one, you've got a gun that you have. If you're shooting over here, but you've got an enemy over here, you have to go like that with your gun.
Yeah, you can't just hit boom, left.
Right
yeah.
over. Yeah. So I just feel like that movement just might be a little bit better with a joystick.
That's a good point.
But it played really well for... Once you think about that, for this being a game that is originally made in arcades on a joystick, it plays really well on a D-pad.
I agree. It was pretty clean. And there weren't like really any... strange gimmicky, like it's meant to be a very straight input game.
Yeah,
like there's only so many buttons to press, but you still get, there's a lot of variety of everything.
Some of the power-ups are so fun. You have the laser gun that like changes colors. Did you ever get that one?
I think I know what
it, just obliterates
about.
Anything it touches. That thing is amazing. There's I think there's heat-seeking missiles as well as rats in this one.
Oh, like the rat car bombs?
Yeah.
Yeah, those...
They're good unless
they're situational.
Yeah.
It'll obliterate anything on the ground. But, yeah. And, like, you similarly kind of have to create a build in terms of what you're doing.
You know, a lot of times, so in beginner, you always have the machine gun. You don't have the pistol.
Oh, I fucking forgot about that.
So in normal and hard, you have a pistol.
Yeah.
My favorite, though, I think, is the machine gun because I played through beginner first. Because then when I went back and I was playing hard in the other ones,
yeah,
like that was my favorite one to pick up was machine gun. Because it just...
It's fucking stupid already, like as is. And it obliterates tanks and shit. But now that I remember that, like, not super easy baby mode doesn't give you that and you have the pistol, like... Tanks are scary. You got to use your grenades for that shit.
Yeah, so I forgot in one of the levels that I had grenades.
Yeah.
I had like 30 stocked up or something like that when I went into the last boss fight.
Yeah.
That helped out so much.
Oh, I bet,
so
dude.
So greatly, yeah. I couldn't have asked for a better aid. The final boss fight, I wish you would have made it too so I could talk to you about, because it is...
Was it sick?
Well, you know, yes... It was a lot easier than some of the other ones, I felt like.
Really?
Yeah, which was a little bit disappointing, especially compared to, like, especially, I'm glad I beat it before watching the rest of the videos about it.
Yeah.
Because this game is kind of lackluster compared to the other games. 1 and 7 are, like, very similar games where you're fighting against the tanks, you've got, you know, just regular people.
Sure.
I mean, you get the... You get some aliens, I guess, right? Yeah, you get actual aliens that you battle, as well as you get UFOs and future people. That's about as ridiculous as it gets, though.
That's not too crazy. I've seen serious movies about aliens.
Compared to the rest of these games, where at one point you fight a demonic god thing.
Oh. Yeah, that's
and it looks so good. Cool. The graphics are way better too.
Really?
Yeah. I will say Metal Slug's graphics don't seem to change throughout, but just the amount and the of color and what's going on the screen, that's where you really see a difference. But like the art style, I feel like it's all probably it's 32-bit. I'm assuming. I don't know.
I don't know.
Bit it is, it feels like it stays the same bit through the whole series, and it goes through, I think, different, you know, seven of them. So, and the Neo Geo did not last very long, right? So, yeah. For there to be seven of them, they've got to be on like the PlayStation and some other consoles. I'm assuming. I didn't really look into what they were else put on.
It wouldn't surprise me if it's on everything. Honestly,
at this point.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, I mean, as they were releasing, I don't know.
When did 7 come out? Do you know?
Well, 7 came out on the DS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That one probably was 2009. So like
9?
I don't know. That's my guess in the dark.
It's a nice safe safe number.
Yeah. In talking DS, yeah.
That's funny.
But it could be 2005. Who knows? Because their graphics never change. So.
Yeah. They probably just made all 7 back to back to back.
And then just
in like a year and a half, and then just they're like, we'll stagger this out. Yeah, and then that's enough.
That's
we it. Can
that's all you get. This game is also available as Metal Slug XX, which is a little bit better looking, I think.
And you said that's a Switch port.
I think it's on like Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. I didn't see if it was on Switch.
Oh, okay.
So that
damn.
And like they're supposed to have some more stuff to it. I don't know what else it has, you know.
Dude, if it has aim tracking set to mouse for PC, I'd fucking play the shit out of this game, and I'd be so good at it. Holy fuck!
What do you mean, like with your mouse? Of course, you would use your mouse.
Well, sure, but like in the traditional controls, right? You have to have your your quad axis inputs, and then you know your what 2 or 4 buttons. And so
6.
What I would want it to do is WASD is all my move, and then like use my mouse to essentially click where I want the bullet to go.
Oh, in I see. Line up trajectory. Saying. Yeah.
That would be a fantastically fun Annihilation game.
I feel like I'd be really good at it. Yeah, it'd be hard without
that. But that doesn't seem. But maybe. I don't know.
I guess you can say mouse, you know, this sensor on the mouse is up and this one is down. Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
I could see kind of it working.
That would play like a totally different game.
Oh, absolutely. And that would be harder to figure that out than.
I don't think so, man. Just being able to like, dude, just the ability to juke. Come on.
being nimble that. Like that. I was already doing that.
I mean, well, yeah, you can move. You don't mean to say it, but you just everything's better on PC.
I was getting so good. Yeah, no, dude, I think I was doing so well.
Dude, that fucking helicopter boss. Which it's just like the big helicopter and then the fucking 5 other little helicopters, mm-hmm. And they just fucking.
It's like a mini boss, right?
It's not the boss.
Yeah, but they're all going like this and they're all
just dumping on you. Dude,
oh.
I'd lose like 3 lives to that every single time. That one's a guaranteed continue.
So, did you get to the big mech dude then? When you hop into the giant mech and you fight another big mech?
Oh, no.
No, because that's when it's the guy that doesn't have a shirt on that.
Oh, the big booster guy. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's a fucking fun fight.
I bet. Dude, that sounds really sick.
Because, yeah, you have to, like, it's one of those strategic ones where you have to take out, you're more focused on taking out his shots than you are about shooting him. Like, you got to keep shooting him, but you fucking focus on the missiles more than anything.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ooh, the train.
Refresh my memory.
It's on a track and it'll separate into like 3 parts.
Yeah, and that one is so fun. I love that
one. That one is hard as fuck, dude.
It was so cool though. Once you figured out that it was the red dots that you were going for,
yeah,
wasn't too hard to figure out. But it took me a minute because this thing is massive. I mean, it comes out. It's this giant tank.
It takes up train 92% of the screen,
and then it splits apart, and then it splits apart again, and you're just like,
holy. Fuck, dude.
How am I gonna do this?
And the one on the back left, like the bottom rear of the
down, it's got the laser.
Yeah, dude, that one sucked.
That was the first one I took out because you jump down and just fire
and just
a bunch,
fucking just get and it and dodge the laser.
Because also, I feel like when you were there, the missile's coming at you.
It's coming down. You can just shoot up real quick
up and over out. Like, yeah, it was an easy pattern to make. I caught myself in a flow state so many times playing this game, and I loved it.
Just fucking.
Just in it, dude. I was at.
You were Jason Bourne.
What's the word for that? When mental enlightenment, and you know.
Oh shit! Is it just enlightenment?
Maybe enlightenment. Yeah, I was enlightened.
Singularity of it.
Singularity. Yeah, I was one with everything. And Metal Slug.
You were just a collection of atoms. Floating.
I always knew that this game and Contra are similar in that aspect of, like, if you put the time in, you can start to get good at these and they become really fun.
Yeah.
And now I feel a little bit of a addiction forming.
It is fun. I historically have hated these types of games. Like fully understanding, like, the significance in terms of just gaming history and, like, I mean. Like, these mechanics are not unique to these games, necessarily. Maybe the specific collection of these game attributes, right?
Sure, but... Yeah, I mean, they're not the first run and gun or the only bullet hell. Excuse me. And they're bullet hell light, and they're run and gun heavy, is what
I would agree.
But there's a good amount of both in there.
Yeah, there's typically a lot going on the screen.
Especially if you want to keep, because you can keep your vehicles alive longer. There is one that train one that you have.
Uh-huh.
Once you get that one further down the track, because I couldn't get the first couple times, I would lose it so quickly. Mm-hmm. But further down, it makes life so easy. Like, you can take it so far, and it, like, just, you're like, oh, how was I beating this without this vehicle now?
What do you mean?
Because there's these big cannons up at top that you're trying to get to that are throwing these missiles at you.
Yeah.
In the second level. Okay. When you're riding on that train.
Yeah.
Track thing. And I feel like you can take it down to the boss even.
Oh, shit. I never even thought of that.
I don't remember if I'm right or not about that one. But you can take it to part. I remember just taking it to multiple parts and multiple vehicles, right? Once I could get it past a certain point, like the airplane. God, that one was like...
I never found an airplane.
Oh, it's in the... It might be the last level.
Oh, like, damn. Dude, because one of the subtexts on one of the playable characters is that, you know, he's good with, like...
Fighter jets.
He's like, fighter jets and airplanes. Yeah. And I'm like...
Yeah, you get them once, I beg your pardon? I think.
Yeah, at the very fucking end? Yeah. Fuck me.
But...
I was like, I bet that's a bitch to, like... how was maneuverability?
So, you can't turn around.
So that's...
That's kind of a pain.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's weird. Once you realize you have missiles, that helps. I went through almost the entire game without realizing that you could push the A button to fire the cannon on the fucking tank.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever look through the control list?
No.
You should have.
Yes.
There are specific button combination alt inputs. Almost everything has like three forms of fire mode.
Yeah, I started to figure that out, like, in the last level.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a pretty straightforward
player. Figure out how to kick
player on this.
When you're like infantry, like if you're not in a vehicle or something, you can just you can kick people.
No,
to
I knew I could like stab people.
Yeah, that's just like shooting as you get close enough to them. But like you can just straight up kick people.
And just bash them away.
No, you kill them.
Oh, nice.
You just kill them to death.
Crazy.
With
kick.
Your feet. Dude, it's,
I mean,
it is.
These are one-man army soldiers. After all.
Yeah.
But as I was also watching these videos that were telling me about the lore and everything, I kept seeing two people playing it. And I'm like, this would be so much fun to co-op.
Dude, here. Co-oping that would be sick as fuck.
It's that perfect level of difficulty, I feel like. Because Cuphead to me is too difficult. Where...
Yeah, that's the Dark Souls status of this genre.
And then there's some other shooters that I'm sure, I don't know, there's not a lot of shmup bullet hells that are easy. But
yeah,
this
which
one
is what
is
I want, damn it.
This is
yeah,
a very approachable
I would agree.
One of, I liked it.
Yeah, I wanted to
I had a great
hurt
fucking time
babies at the beginning, but I came to appreciate it and was
once
relatively
you get
the flow
decent. Of
it, yeah, I think
it's a little rougher for you because you had two different flows going through you that were.
Yeah, dude.
You know, a little contradicting.
But I do have an appreciation for both titles, actually. Like, beating the first boss in Contra was extremely gratifying. And I just took it slow and just kind of, like, you know, took it challenge by challenge.
See, that's how I really felt when I got to, when I was playing through hard mode on Metal Slug, when I beat that first boss.
Yeah,
I was just like, wow, I feel so cool right now.
did you beat level one in Contra at all or nah?
No.
Dude.
No.
Level two is a laboratory, and you fall down this hole, and then you have to go through this like underground tunnel. It's like, that's where the next, like, it just picks up one after the other, right? And there's like the ceiling is basically, because you have two screens, right, stacked right, on top of each other, so you have the very high level stuff is up on the top screen, and it's just tunnels through the dirt, and you're in this like, you know, little tunnel at the bottom of all this fucking dirt, right? So it gives you all this depth, and there's these like lizard people things that
fuck lizard people,
dude, they fucking just, and they just come running off and they run into the tunnels and they drop down on the ceiling. And so the gimmick for that is you literally traverse the entire thing on the ceiling, because you can just hand over hand it, and so you just zip line to the top, and then you just do that, and you just fucking, you just laser everything. And then there's like zombies that fucking explode, and like these little pellets of death come flying out.
You know, something else that we missed out on with it being this Metal Slug game and not one of the other five.
Oh, fuck, what?
You get to become a zombie, and you can spit like toxic blood at things.
What?
Yeah.
In another Metal Slug?
Game? Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Multiple.
Why didn't we play that?
Multiple
of them? How? Yeah.
Maybe because this is like a kid's console, you know, like Nintendo. It's a little more family.
No,
friendly.
I'm more interested in knowing like what's plot-wise.
Oh,
how is that a thing? That becomes?
Because someone, whether it be a scientist or one of the aliens or whoever the main bad guy teams up with, has figured out how to create zombies, and they create like zombie troops, and then the zombie troops eventually get you and turn you into a zombie.
Oh shit.
But you have willpower like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Classic, dude. Classic hero.
So
complex.
You stay a fucking zombie trekking through, but like, I don't think you have your gun anymore. Maybe you do, but I know you fucking, your main attack, I think, is just puking toxic blood on things.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So
though.
That's what I'm saying. We got
Fuck.
Like the
we got,
tame.
We got.
It's but Ed, the way to look at this is, what a great intro.
It really was, dude.
Because they're up, it's just crazier and crazier.
Yeah, dude.
You don't have the disappointment of all the Metal Slug fans. Because I bet, I don't know, I didn't look at reviews. I'm willing to bet that critics enjoyed this game. People that weren't past fans of the series, maybe they enjoyed it. Maybe it was too tough for them.
Sure.
But I'm willing to bet that fans of the series did not like this game.
Ooh.
It's your last entry, and you're not going to, like, pump up the jams.
Yeah, fair.
Give me the biggest. Especially,
go hard.
I will show you after we're recording the last boss of the last game before 7.
Okay.
And then I'll show you the boss of 7.
Oh, no.
And it's just not. It's just like a, like, weak fart through a wide butthole.
Damn, dude. That's. I guess I'm glad I missed it.
Yeah, and so that's the nice thing. Like I said, this is our starting point.
That's fair,
great
yeah.
place to start as a new Metal Slug fan. I'm a big new Metal Slug fan.
Yeah.
A new big Metal Slug
I'm fan. I'm also a Contra fan, unintentionally, but boom.
I didn't give it enough a chance. If I was in your situation,
you
I think
like
I would.
It.
And
yeah.
that's why I had like that on the list, where I was like, if I force myself to play this for 2 weeks.
Dude, the first time I picked it up, I legit played it for maybe 15 minutes, and then I fucking like shut it down, and I was like, I don't think I can do this.
See, but in that aspect, I don't think I can either. You've beat Elden Ring. I've never made it to the first boss.
Oh. Were you trying to fight the
No, I just can't get past the. There's a one part where there's like archers on the side. Like you go, I don't know.
Oh, to get through the gate?
Yeah,
at
probably.
The very, very beginning.
Yeah, I can't get past that part in Elden Ring. So when you say like, oh, you're like,
did you have the horse at that point?
Yeah,
run past.
They still get you, don't they?
Nah, just literally just jump over their obstacles and just leave.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty sure you can just pass the whole thing. I'm pretty sure. Or maybe the first time there is a something you have to do.
Yeah,
I
bet there is.
I don't remember, honestly. Maybe there was a whole fucking fight there. And
I installed it because I was like, yeah, I'm going to play this. I heard someone just really talk about how this was just their, like, the makers, what's the word for it? Opus?
Oh yeah, magnum opus.
Magnum opus, you know, like, and so I was like, I mean, I need to revisit this, and I want to experience that, and I deleted it before
Have you watched any like significant Souls gameplay?
No, I've played Dark Souls 1 a little bit. Once again, I don't know if I made it past the first boss.
That's fair. You should just watch some like Soulsian content and just observe and
well, I enjoy it. I watched you play a lot of 3. And I think 2, cuz you played 1 3 2. Right? Or 3 1 2 maybe.
I think it was 3 1 2. Yeah. Maybe. Fuck, I don't remember, dude.
But I remember watching you play a lot of it, and I did like just the whole feel of all of it.
Dude, the environment.
But it's a hard game.
Hard. Yeah, hard fucking games, hard dude. Game. DS2, bro. Fucking great game.
That was the one that a lot of people didn't like as much.
Really?
Yeah. But then I think now, looking back on it, people appreciate it a lot.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
But at the time, I feel like it was not as appreciated.
Yeah.
And even for a while, it was like story and everything, like story.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everything is really... I mean, there is story, but it's all... You have to dig for it, right?
Yeah, like there's a lot of clues there. It's a lot to keep track of, but there's just so much background storytelling. And then you get like, you know, a boss fight is a curse, but also a huge reward, right? Like battles are decisive. There's consequence happening almost to every fight that you encounter. And it's a main progression of the plot. And so like there's so much significance behind a boss fight. Also of the fucking loot, but like, you know what I mean? And so, like, there's a lot of little secrets you can just pick up in reading things on the ground, shit like that. But, you know, king of subtext. But it's just such a beautiful experience all the way through. And apparently, I guess, supposedly, Metal Slug also?
I don't know if I would call it subtext.
Subliminal.
I don't know if this comes from... You know, do you call it subtext when it comes from an out-of-source, like a booklet, right? If I have to read a booklet or look something up, I don't know if I call that subtext because I'm having to leave the game to get that information. Because I'm willing to bet.
I don't know.
Having played through it, there is little to no information.
Yeah.
Like,
you're just going into it.
One of the guys I was listening to, it seemed like some information he was picking up just from the backgrounds. Because in level 6, I think it is you're actually returning to the trash island. Or maybe it's 7. 6 or 7, okay. You're back in the trash island. 6 might be when you're in like a snowy place. Is that right?
Fuck, man. I think so. A lot of it's a blur except for like 1 and 2, really.
2 or 3 is like the boss battle. You get blasted into like another dimension or area or some shit like that.
That sounds about right. I can't recall a lot of it.
Like the boss that climbs up and you have to like, you're like on top.
On top of the hands. I'm not going to lie. Like I didn't really catch any of significance out of, it was just like, okay, don't die on this screen.
Yeah, it's just constantly like, just making out alive.
That thing's hurting me. Kill it.
Dropped in and we're killing everything.
Yeah. I was just blind, pure homicidal rage.
Very curious to find out where that lore comes from.
I wonder if I were to go back and play through it under the lens of observe, if there's anything there, because there was significance.
There's like
I could tell that things of supposed decidedness. Isn't there like a video
that plays at the beginning?
Oh, was there a fucking cutscene?
I don't think I watched it. I feel like there was.
I bet it was fucking cool.
From the clips that I saw, the art's just premium.
Why are we so fucking bad at games, dude?
You know. Sometimes we watch the videos and we don't play the games. And sometimes we play the games and we don't watch the intro video. We can't have it all.
Suck it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're imperfect. Greedy. We're human. All right. Well, fuck all that. So Metal Slug 7 is a yeah. And accidentally Contra 4 too, at least for me. Contra 2.
Yeah. We accidentally covered two games again in a row.
Look at us, dude. We fucked up the first one.
I don't want to do it again.
No. No, I don't either. That was complicated, and it's just a lot to deal with.
I'm so sorry you went through that.
It's all right. It's all entirely on me. Thank God I fucking texted you for once. Like, I was like, wow. I mean, it would have been kind of funny, though, you know, just to sit down and just like, dude, man, Contra 4, that was crazy. And you're like, Metal Slug 7. And I'm like, what?
You mean Metal Slug 7, right? Right?
Oh, that was, I like that. That's nice. Yeah. A little squeak, squeak. Yeah, that would have made for good content.
That really would have.
Would have, could have, should have. Maybe next time.
Do you want to spin our wheel?
I want to spin the wheel of dog misfortune. Shit. Misfortune. A misfortune. That's, yeah. Godzilla Unleashed Double Smash.
You're going to pass. Yeah,
keep that on the back burner. Yeah. Teenage Zombies Invasion of the Alien Brain Thieves.
Is there a way to pull up your...
keep that on the back burner.
Is there a way to pull up your desktop so that if we were to look up a video...
Yeah, but I haven't scrubbed my browser
okay,
to make sure
fair
that's
enough,
stream
fair
appropriate.
Enough, fair enough. Let's do it another one. Search through it.
Scooby-Doo First Frights.
No, I love Scooby-Doo. I don't want to not love Scooby-Doo.
Brain Boost Beta Wave.
They got sued.
Hard no. Yeah, because weren't people electrocuting themselves and shit?
No.
No, what
no,
was
they,
it?
They just...
Just false?
It was false advertising.
Oh, Worms Open Warfare 2.
Mm.
Love
really
the Worms game.
Really missing here.
Yeah. Super Robot Tyson OG... Robot... Robot Tyson.
Yeah, I'm down with this. Do
OG
you remember
Saga
this one?
Endless Frontier.
Titties.
No. Titties?
Lots of titties.
Down.
Robots. It's an RPG turn-based.
Let's fucking go. I'm so here for it.
Is it a... I think it's an Atlas title. It is very... I don't know. I remember playing it a little bit.
All right.
I don't remember how great it was.
What kind of game we talk?
Turn-based RPG.
Okay. Did you already say that?
Yeah.
Shit.
What I'm thinking of and what it reminds me of is that Dragon Ball Z game that we played. Saga of the Saiyans. Is that what that was called?
Something like that. Saiyan Saga. Saga of the Saiyans. Something like that.
Something
about
Saiyan,
right.
I think
yeah.
was in there.
Something of something.
Where they had the really cool hits. You know, it'd be like a like.
Like oh, a yeah. Like your ability. Like the. Yeah. The
yeah.
shit was sick.
That. It has that.
Okay.
But I don't. That's the only way that I would compare it to that game.
Okay, interesting.
It's a turn-based RPG, I guess, in that sense. It's
yeah,
the same,
fair,
but,
fair.
You know.
All right, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. I remember you when I got you the DS. This was a game that we had both played that we kind of discussed.
You know what? Now I'm thinking about it. And
it's a really crazy, ridiculous... This was in the time when Atlas was, like, doing a lot of tongue-in-cheek...
Yeah.
There was another one that was
just
like
look it up so I can at least see a picture of the like art or something.
There's another one called like Tokyo Beatdown or something like that, and you play like an 80s cop. It's like an 80s cop show, and you just go around fucking. It's a beat 'em up game. Another really fun one, very goofy. It reminds me of just a certain era of the games that they were putting out.
Okay. All right, I had to pull up some pictures here. What am I fucking looking at here?
So you're this dude.
Oh, man.
And
JRPG, love it.
He has these chicks that, like, hang out with him. You see this cowboy dude up in the top left?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
That's you, I believe. And then you've got these beauties.
Damn,
you
titties, boy. You
I
were
told
not
you.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I heard you and I believed you, but.
Like, click a note to the right of that one that we were just looking at. Click
this
on
one?
No, to the right of that one.
This
yep,
one.
Nope, to the left. One more. There you go. Click on that. Oh.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh, it's not going to give you a more zoomed in view than that. That's fair.
Hold on, dude. We're not done
What's
yet.
So
what
funny
fuck?
About looking up some of these games is that you definitely were just on a post from 2000 whatever.
Shit. That was a long, long ass time ago.
Yeah, it still is 2000 whatever, isn't it? It's just going to be the same thing. Why'd
there
you
go.
In another one?
So I can do that with it. Shall I pull her dress down, sir? That would likely elicit a response.
So one of them is like a robot.
Jesus.
That chick is a robot. And she's either like really robotic and not making sense. I mean, makes sense, but like doesn't make human sense.
Sure, sure.
Or she's like a ferocious attack thing. Man, I can't believe I can remember some of this.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is going to be a really funny one to be playing.
I'm looking forward to this one. Them some big old titties.
They are. They're ridiculous. Sheesh. Can you see who published this or who made it?
Yeah, let's look that shit up right the fuck now.
I'm just so curious.
Boom.
All. Go back to all.
Holy shit. I gotta zoom that shit out a little bit. Really? Why doesn't that work? Let's
just pull a Wikipedia page up.
Monolith.
Ed does this thing where he always thinks he's doing something the faster way. Go to the Wikipedia for me.
Oh, fuck. All right. Jeez, Dad.
Publishers. Atlas. Yes.
Atlas.
Interesting. It was Namco Bandai Games.
For JP,
You know.
2008, 2009.
I just think of children's games and like not children, but like Digimon.
Yeah.
Is Bandai. Gundam is Bandai.
Shit, that's a lot of fucking.
There's a lot of info on this game. A
lot of stuff happening in this game. I'm excited for big old lore-based titties.
Lore-based robo titties.
Yeah. Well, I think we know our episode title for next time.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sometimes these things just write themselves.
Absolutely. Damn, well, I'm looking forward to robo titties of the future.
Yeah, we'll catch you next time.
Hell yeah. Peace out.
Peace out. Have a good time looking up Rule 34 on this.
Yeah, for real. Again, it's Super Robot Tyson OG Saga, Endless Frontier. You're welcome.